When was the last time you refreshed your bedding? Sleep cooler with Avocado's naturally breathable, certified organic sheets. Choose from GOTS-certified organic cotton, linen, or hemp, all made-safe certified to the highest standards of non-toxic safety, delivering the ultimate in luxury, sustainability, and style, and a deeper, more restorative sleep. Join Avocado's mission to be one of the world's most sustainable brands at avocadomattress.com.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility, to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break, presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Tuesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 3 sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
The Co.
Now hiring at Ready Mix Concrete. Check out their job openings at NEBCOinc.com. Big shout out to McSafety. Sip's been saying all morning how he's starved. There's no food around here. And all of a sudden, 2 minutes ago, McSafety walks in with a box of donuts and says, "Here you go. Enjoy. Dine." Gosh.
Safety is locked down a job.
Are you saved now?
Yeah. Yes. Fresh donuts.
You were starved.
A box of fresh donuts. He delivered them with a smile.
He did.
And they came in a box. A nice small box. A different, wasn't the flat box.
Nice box.
Yeah. Speaking of that, Kaiser Painting, we haven't had donuts from you for a while, so if you can get maybe something on Thursday.
He kind of came a bill today.
Yeah, he did.
Balance out that conversation with some donuts.
Donuts, yeah.
Jay, just that'd say, be nice. Jay Kaiser, yeah.
Jay came at you a little bit.
Kind of did. Or maybe some of those little mini sausage and egg burritos from McDonald's, Jay.
Sip didn't have his McDonald's today because you rode the hog in to work.
Yeah.
It's just odd not seeing it with your cup.
It does. When you came in and asking for a cup of coffee, my first thing was, I go, uh-oh. There's problems at home.
No, there's no problems.
But you see why?
Well, there always is problems.
There's problems.
No major problems.
I thought, well, what's going on? You go to McDonald's every day, and then you just spit all over yourself too. So I don't know what happened there.
You were licking sugar out of your glass earlier. Is it very
licking
odd?
Licking sugar out of my glass.
You were. Were you not?
I was.
You had your finger in the cup, and you were trying to get sugar out of it.
I wasn't licking it with my tongue. I was getting my finger.
Does this even happen anymore? Because we lived the life of cornflakes and grape nuts. Where you put sugar on your milk, on your cereal.
Oh, 100.
Do people still put sugar on cereal?
Of course
I don't think so.
Oh, come on.
No, I think now it's all.
I do.
What do you eat?
Grape nuts.
Grape nuts with some sugar on
yes.
it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And eat it from the bottom of the bowl. Yes.
Yes.
Cornflakes. Trish had cornflakes the other day.
I didn't realize. So I brought up this story when Bill was talking about a situation that happened at Pender last segment. That the thing with. The concrete thing that happened last Friday in Lincoln. It happened. This is from Corey in Lincoln.
What happened?
Says the $200,000 of concrete thing happened on Friday at the bridge on First and Old Cheney, where someone drove around the barricades into wet cement.
Oh, that just happened.
Yeah. So were they trying to escape the law?
That I don't know what happened. What was the situation?
Were they trying to escape the law? Keep us posted on this. Who is the concrete company? I wonder.
Drive into there?
I'm going to say right now, you're not very happy.
No,
if you just got done pouring and had it all, strike off was done, everything set. All of a sudden, hey, Hey, Bob, check this out. Here comes a car. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Not good.
Not good.
Not good for the car.
It's not good for the car right now is in dire. What happened? Imagine that on
driving into wet concrete.
Yeah. What's that Carfax or something? Well, we drove it into wet concrete. How much? Well, up to its hood.
Then what do you do? I mean, back out? I don't know. I don't know what you do.
It sounds like three teenagers were going to get coffee and did not want to go around the construction.
Oh,
apparently.
See, there you go.
Oh, imagine telling your parents that one.
And what happened to the car? Oh.
Oh, God. Good God.
We had an accident.
First of all, teenagers right there. Tell me the number of times that you got together with some of your friends and went and got coffee in high school. That never happened one time.
Nope.
Ever. Hey, Duke, Chris, jump in. Where are you guys going? Let's get a mocha.
Let's get some Starbucks.
No, never. Never.
I don't think Starbucks was open.
There was no Starbucks. Plus, no one. We didn't drink coffee.
No.
There was no coffee.
No, there was no coffee. No,
there was no coffee.
Better times.
Sean says, sips off sugar. That's why he's having a donut this morning. Yeah. He's off sugar.
Off sugar. I'm on.
He's licking sugar out of the glass. He's getting donuts. Off sugar.
I got it. Off sugar. Off of it.
Is anything coming at all? Right. I'm worried about the silence out of Arthur for my tourism position. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Nothing.
I haven't heard anything yet.
Just be they're patient. Still, on
they're
that.
They're busy. You know, they're
Garrett,
working
are
this
you
morning.
Out there? If you could listen on that, chime in.
Garrett.
Candace. Yes, Garrett.
Candace. Who else?
Darren.
Darren. Who else are your friends out there?
Well, there's a lot of people out there. I don't know if I can name all the names if I'm supposed to do that. Or not. Yeah. Selena. Selena, let me know if I have a chance. She runs the motel. What a motel. I'm telling you, I've never stayed at a nicer place.
What's it called again?
Hitching Post.
And it's a five star. It's a five star. If you were in Vegas, okay. It'd cost you $400 a night.
$400 a night.
We gotta make a trip out to Arthur now.
No, not
the tourism director is driving us out there. 402-464-5685.
I would drive you guys.
Call or text as always.
Big
I was
truck.
I went to, as you might be surprised, I went to CBS Sports yesterday for some research.
Nice.
Yeah, gave some couple articles already, but one of them was going through each top 25 team's most important game of the upcoming season. I wasn't surprised.
Oh, I like this. This is a topic I like.
I wasn't surprised to not see Nebraska as an answer to any team's most important game, but it did bum me out, saying you don't see Illinois, most important game, or whoever it was.
I wonder who Illinois is.
Playing Nebraska. There's Ohio State, saying if you want to be a big boy, if you're going to be a top 10 team, you got to beat Ohio State, which
makes
is the
sense.
Big boy
see,
of the conference.
I don't think that is their big game.
What do you think it is?
Well, it's going to be kind of this slight lower tier. Because no one's going to freak out if Illinois loses to Ohio State. But who is the game? It's like, okay, this is right there. Is it Iowa? Something like that? I mean, they have a game that you go, that is your game.
Indiana?
Could be Indiana.
Could be, yeah.
I mean, it's like, hey, this is your game. You win this one, your chance at the – no one's going to freak out on
– No, they wouldn't. But if know. They wouldn't freak out if they lose, but if they beat Ohio State, you freak out a little bit.
This holds true to our conversation we've been very adamant about – that Colorado should be an every year game. Because what was last year for Colorado? Nebraska. And for Nebraska, it was Colorado.
Now,
I know there's conference games, but that was also important games.
There's also this notion that hangs in the air. Okay, so why is Nebraska not playing Colorado regularly? Or why might that never happen on a regular basis? Because the SEC and Big Ten might enter into this partnership, this schedule partnership that's been bandied about. I don't think you can play an SEC team. Ooh, cop on an SEC team and Colorado and you're non-con, right?
That seems a long ways off, though. But
does it?
Yeah, but
anyway. You wouldn't want to do that.
No, I wouldn't want to play an SEC
and Colorado.
No,
that's too much.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
A healthy life starts with great sleep. Wake refreshed with Avocado's GOTS certified organic green mattress. Delivering breathable, back-loving support, natural materials from Avocado's own sustainable wool and latex farms, easy financing, a one-year sleep trial, and deep, restorative slumbers. Organic sleep awaits. at avocadomattress.com.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility, to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
Here's what it says about the Illinois one for why Ohio State's their biggest game. It says, this is the most anticipated Illinois football season since the turn of the century, and likely even longer than that. The Illini return 18 starters from last year's Citrus Bowl winning team. That includes quarterback Luke Altmyer, who grades out as one of the Big Ten's best. What better way to prove you're ready to run with the big dogs than taking on the Big Ten's biggest dog? That's why Ohio State is the biggest
game. That. What else? Run their schedule real quick.
Yeah. Run.
Run hold it. Up there. Hang on. Yeah, we'll make Jake do this stuff just on command.
Like, yeah, fine. He does it within seconds.
Sometimes the phone is a little slow, yeah, so just hang on a second.
Because I don't see that, but I understand why. That's true.
Because if they win, then boy.
Yeah, yeah. Then it's a big deal. But I don't always look at this game as being the one for them. Because no one's going to freak out if Ohio State wins.
No.
No one's going to freak out. Nor does it take them out of the playoff conversation.
Illinois.
Okay. Let's find another one.
Illinois plays Western Illinois off the bat, 1-0. Yeah. Then they'll play at Duke. That could be a loss.
Yeah, but
that's important.
But it's a no. It's not the most.
Western Michigan. Indiana is their first conference game on the road, September 20th. Then they host USC. They're at Purdue. They host Ohio State.
Okay.
October 11th.
What a huge game.
They're at Washington. They host Rutgers. They host Maryland. They're at Wisconsin. They host Northwestern. Their last five games are not daunting.
It's either Indiana or Ohio State.
Yep.
Or is Indiana or USC?
USC at home could be one of them.
I think it's Indiana. I think their biggest game. Is Indiana.
Yeah, beat Indiana. Yeah. Indiana's a huge game for Indiana too. By the way,
absolutely.
Indiana, that first part of their
hope that kicks off at 11 a.m.
The first part of Indiana's conference schedule is hard. We'll see what they have.
So what else you got, Jake?
Well, I'm looking at Illinois,
just from the whole from the overall view of the article.
So these are the important games for the schools. For Oregon, it's at Penn State. No surprise there, September 27th.
Oh, cool. Imagine seeing that game.
Big noon.
Yeah, big noon. We'll love it. Game will be over by 2:30. Enjoy.
Unfortunate. Yeah. Ohio State's most important game is
Michigan.
Yes. Yeah, they lost four straight in the series. Yeah, but they also play Penn State, and the Penn State number three says their biggest game obviously is at Ohio State
with Knowles.
November 1st
with Knowles.
Jim Knowles is now the
is that storyline going to be awesome?
That is
a full storyline.
It is. I'm just again, Nebraska's not any of these. K-State number 13. Their biggest game is the first game of the season against Iowa State. In Dublin. I don't know if I buy that. Do you buy that?
It's pretty big.
That's the biggest
Farmageddon. Do you have a name? Farmageddon?
It's Farmageddon.
That's incredible.
It even says Farmageddon in here. It says, factor in the Farmageddon rivalry between the two programs. This is one of the biggest Big 12 games of the year. It's in week zero.
Think about what we're talking about. All these, like, I just love to be in Champaign in the fall.
Yeah.
With this fall. If I was just a guy like wasn't doing anything, I'd go to a couple of games in Champaign.
Absolutely.
Those are huge games. And then Farmageddon. You've been there. That'll be fascinating. Kansas State, Iowa State in Dublin.
I'm still bummed that game is not at one of their stadiums. It's a big rivalry game. Like Nebraska Northwestern.
I like it in Dublin.
That makes sense in Dublin.
This is the best Dublin game. I think it is the best Dublin game.
Yeah, it's great for fans. I'm bummed for their fan bases. That's usually a big home game for one of them, Iowa State or K-State.
And you travel to that Dublin. One. It's not hard for students to drive to Iowa State.
Hey, there's another article that you pointed out.
Which one,
Steve?
There was a little air.
For me?
No,
air?
Not for you.
Whoa,
not
whoa,
for
whoa, whoa, what did I mess whoa, up air. On? Hey, hey, you know, hey, coming at Jake.
ESPN ranked the classes of recruits and transfers, and Nebraska ranked 17th, which is good. Other Big Ten schools ahead of the Huskers. Oregon, this
number
is
number one.
This is ranked classes of recruits and transfers.
Yep.
Oregon number one, Ohio State 7, Michigan 9, Nebraska 17, Indiana 18.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they list two Nebraska recruits as most important. One is Cortez Mills.
Right.
I don't know where they got Bryson Weber.
He's the cornerback,
There's nothing against Bryson Weber here.
That was what they listed, was Bryson Weber and Cortez Mills.
It almost rendered the list useless.
Hey, give me two names. That's what it sounds like. Hey, give me two names.
Yeah. Cortez Mills, that makes sense.
Oh, God, But Weber, I mean, I don't like to do this because it's, Bryson Weber will be a player, obviously, but he's not going to play this year. So I don't know where they got that. It was weird. I was like,
who should they put there instead of him?
Freshman?
Yeah.
Cortez Mills. I think you could put Dawson Merritt on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Possible.
Dawson Merritt's coming off of.
You thought they'd ruin the list because they put Bryson Weber on.
Well, it does kind of.
We wish you all the best, Bryson.
I'm just saying it compromises the credibility of the entire list when they throw a name like that out there.
It'd be like, okay, who's Nebraska's most important game? Akron. Well, then the whole list is no good.
Shot here.
No good.
What are you doing? Yeah, but anyway, this is a good ranking besides that.
It was nice.
Makes you wonder.
Yes.
God, Illinois in the fall is going to be incredible.
Most anticipated season since the turn of the century.
Gilliman.
Yeah, how about
now, they made a Rose Bowl back in, 2004 or 5? Ron Zook? Rashard Mendenhall was the running back.
Definitely Ron Zook.
Definitely Zook.
Who was the quarterback?
That Juice Williams?
Yes.
Was it?
What?
Jake.
What the hell?
I think they had Aurelius Bennett receiver
team. We should do the game show and see if we can stump Jake. I don't think we could.
You got Juice Williams.
Yeah.
And Aurelius Bennett.
Yeah.
That team might have had Vontae Davis.
And who do you think the head coach was?
Ron Zook.
Oh, it was Ron Zook.
Ron Zook.
Yeah, it was definitely Ron Zook.
He lost, I think, USC in that bowl.
Ron Zook kind of just disappeared.
Yeah.
Where's he at?
Yeah.
Isn't he a banker now or something like that?
I don't know that.
Can't you just be like that? Okay, and then on our car loan. Again, we get that at 6.2 and a banker. I don't know if he's a banker.
I don't think he's a banker.
He was.
Imagine just working at Wells Fargo.
Ron Zook is still coaching.
Is he overseas?
Special teams quality control coach at Maryland.
Yeah.
I'll be damned.
Special teams quality control coach at Maryland.
Oh, God.
Who's that over there drawing cards? It's Zook.
Yeah, when they say that, that means he's not. Yeah, he's drawing cards up.
He was with the Seattle Sea Dragons. I think that's the UFL, USFL, UFL, in 2023 as their DC.
Yeah.
Now he's in Maryland as the special teams quality control coach.
I'll be
Ron there. Zook, still
the number
that's
7.
That's a great find.
The number 17 ranked team in the Big Ten.
Yep, 17 or 18, right above Purdue.
Who's that over there? It's Zook.
It's Ron Zook. Went to the Rose Bowl.
He's the head coach. He's the head coach of Florida.
Juice Williams.
He was in Florida. He's the head coach of Florida.
He was.
Yeah.
What was from 02 to 04 in Florida, then 05 to 11 to Illinois.
Yeah.
It's a wacky business. It really is.
Oh, it does.
I couldn't do it. Meat grinder.
When we come back, there's a big name that's joining the broadcast team for the NBA next year.
That is a big name.
Monster. Who is that name?
Monster.
Next, an early break on the ticket.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.